Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is run weekly on frequency 146.835 MHz. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty. That's a good thing. Welcome, everyone. Again, this is Gordon W2TTT, and we'll be signing K2BAR. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This is conducted weekly at a frequency of 146.835 MHz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, just across the border from Bergen County, serving northern New Jersey, lower New York, Lower Hudson Valley, and southwestern Connecticut. All stations are welcome to participate in this net. That is about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, about electronic computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences that underlies our wonderful hobby. And of course, it's an opportunity to exchange ideas for sale, swap, and wanted items. So feel free to use that for that purpose. If you have none of those things to contribute, please check in anyway, as your participation could simply be a matter of focus. If we know who's listening, we can kind of address the net to the interests of the people we know. If we don't know them that well, to the interests of new hams in general. So we like to adapt to our audience. If we don't know who the audience is, we can't adapt. So it has a less productive net. So let's talk about how we check in. First of all, we set our radio to 146.835, a minus 600 split, PL of 151.4, tone of 151.4. And we check in with our call sign, our name. We indicate whether we have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things, or none of the above. So, are there any stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey? All right, how about the letter Alpha?
W2TTT. This is Alpha Lima, Zero Yankee, none of the above, and supporting the net. Good evening.
Thank you, Ali. Welcome aboard. Any other Alphas? I have to drag it. I think we have a remote base on here. Okay. Any other Alphas? Okay, very good. Any other Whiskeys? I'm going back to Whiskeys intentionally.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Okay, any other Whiskeys? Okay, how about Kilos?
Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Okay, John, your intentions?
Keith, Edward, Northvale.
Oh, I've got some input tonight.
Okay, John, I put you down for a comment. Who is the Northvale station again, please?
KD2JDC, it's Edward. Just listening.
Thank you, Edward. KD2JDC, welcome. Thank you. Any other Kilos?
Net Control, Mike Lima, Roger.
I have Mike Lima, Roger. Matt, what's your intention?
Just listening.
Okay, and the other station doubled with you?
This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge, just listening.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Any other Kilos?
KD2BAR.
Kilo 2, Tango Romeo, 5, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
your attention to where I could, you kind of faded out at that point. You want to try again?
Yes, Gordon. QO2, Tango Romeo Whiskey. None of the above. I did not.
Okay, thank you, Kai. Any other kilos? All right, Novembers. Okay, last but not least, any call signs? All righty, well, welcome aboard, everybody. Nice group tonight. K2LAX, I believe, has a comment. Let's start with John. Go right ahead, John.
I got two different subjects here, and I'm not sure what the interest is. In the earlier net with Aries, I came up with emergency power. One of the things that I've found, I run two radios, HF and VHF, UHF, simultaneously. I use a Samlex Power SEC 1223 for a power source, and the advantage of it is that you are you can connect an auxiliary battery connect directly to the power supply so that it switches over when your power goes off, which is, of course, protects your radio equipment and also becomes your standby power until you can get your generator running or whatever else you're doing. Any other, so I'm going to start with that, and if anybody has any feedback.
That's fascinating. Okay, so the Samlex, what was the model again?
SEC 1223 BBM. Bravo, Bravo, Mike. Over.
122, or SEC 1223 SEM?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Now, Sierra Echo Charlie. 1223, 1223, Bravo, Bravo, Mike, over.
I got you, 1223. Very good. Well, thank you very much. That's interesting. So it has essentially a backup battery trickle charge input. Does it have a crowbar circuit in case the voltage goes high?
Yes, it totally protects everything. I'm really impressed with it. I'm really happy with it. Over.
Yeah, can you post that to the ComTech group, please? Our Yahoo group, or email it to me and I'll send it out as a distribution.
I'll email it to you. I'm not on ComTech at this point.
Understood. That'd be great. Okay. Either at att.net or ARRL.net, whichever. That's great. Anybody have any comments or questions about that?
Playing with developing a mini Yagi 20-meter antenna, and it's interesting to note, basically with about six hamsticks, you can put together a Yagi 20-meter antenna that gives you about a 5 dB gain with a front-to-back of 10 DB. If anybody's interested, they can email me.
That's pretty cool. See, you take six hamsticks and the requisite fittings, and away you go. I guess some a couple of shorted 3H24 duals and one split one like they used to make a dipole, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I use a MFJ unit for the direct, for the exciter, and then, you know, of course, the reflector and the directors are just tied together.
That's absolutely wonderful. I've done the dipole thing, and I did a dipole with a reflector, but I was blessed enough to have some aluminum sitting around, so I just used some aluminum just to make the reflector. But that's very cool. Very cool. All right, so anybody have any comments or questions about this topic or the topic of, you know, should we say, reliable backup power? All righty, well, you know, John, what'll happen is guys will get interested in the topic once they start to see variants of the theme. What's the boom material made out of in your Yagi?
It's a PVC pipe, over.
What, he's just taking an 8-foot piece of PVC?
Well, it depends what you're trying to achieve for your forward gain. I've got a 72-inch seems to be a favorable Mosley antenna based their mini Yagi on the same boom length. So I would go with the 72-inch, and then you go 40-inch between the reflector and the director, and the remaining between the rest.
Sure, why not? 40 and 32, or thereabouts. All right, very nice. Very, very nice. So see, it's more like 40 and 30 by the time you accommodate the elements. That's wonderful. FYI, there's a place in Fairfield called the Metal Supermarket. They have a variety of metals in stock, including aluminum, and they charge by the inch. And it's, according to KB3PQP, their prices are very reasonable, especially since you can pick it up locally here in Fairfield. It's right off of Fairfield Road, right near the Red Cross. I haven't been over there myself, but I have some antennas to rebuild. I have a 10-element, 4-driven element type, 30-foot plus boom, 6-meter Yagi that needs new elements. And the good slash bad news is that I have, you know, they're all split elements on those antennas. So I have at least one half of every element, so all I do is measure it, cut it, and replace it, and I'll probably end up replacing both sides due to metal fatigue and things like that. But that's super. Very nice. Not so much with the last storm this week, but the week and a half ago storm. It was absolutely frightening to look at the amount of snow and ice that accumulated on things like my wire dipole. I didn't even want to think about what was on the main mast and things like that, but the ice loading on my dipole was absolutely frightening for my dipole health. Actually, all three of them did. Back to you, John.
Oh, that's interesting. I've got a 120-foot wire running up to a hemlock tree, and I had to go out and beat it with a pole to get the ice off of it because I was afraid it was going to break. Over.
Which you very easily could. There's a lot of ice rime on that stuff. It really accumulated because it was started wet and sticky, and it just, I mean, it was amazingly large. All right, anybody else have anything, Dad? All right, K2LAX, back to you for anything else you want to add. W2DDDK2BAR.
Thanks, Gordon, for the opportunity to be here. Over.
Roger, roger. And for those who might have missed it on the previous net, Brian was talking about his BioNO power battery backup. He lost power at his home for about 24 hours. And he had light, he was charging his phone, and he was operating FM using a BioNO power based Go Box in his own home. So it's all good. Alrighty. Let's see. What else might we have here on the net tonight? Anybody, any additional check-ins, first of all? All right, anybody have any additional comments they'd like to make? Okay, I just want to make one announcement, and Bob, maybe you want to comment about this too. But Bob, KD2BKD, and Marco, and possibly Kai, and yours truly, variously, we make kid night on Tuesday nights in Washington Township. We all don't make it necessarily all the same week, but we've been discussing lately the The idea of playing with our various open spots, hot spots, zoom spots, whatever, with the DMR and other digital formats that are have an internet backbone or an IP backbone anyway. Of course, several people in California have repeaters tied together using mesh networks, the kind we run here, except they have really, really high hills and really, really great lines of sight. But it is fascinating to watch, and we're going to experiment with the digital modes over top of mesh technology. So look for that as well. Does anybody have anything they would like to add to the net at this time? Okay, I'm going to have to check my email and maybe drop a note to Mark. I'm wondering if this remote base I'm hearing is into a mage's or his wife, but it's a marvelous addition. Alrighty, if there's nothing further, I'm going to secure the net one more time. Anybody have anything for the net?
WA2IFC.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah, Gordon. You had mentioned something about somebody with a base station that's not really very much loved. I have an old Yaesu, two-meter rig. I think it's produced about 25 watts, but no PL other than 141.3. So.
Well, that's super, Bob. Yep. I would recommend that in a heartbeat. Good for you. Anybody else with ideas?
Okay, Gordon. I thought maybe somebody needed such a device. Over.
Apparently not. Okay. Anybody else have anything to add to the net tonight? Alrighty, well, with nothing else heard, I want to thank you guys for accessing the net tonight. AL0Y, WA2IST, K2LAX, KD2JDC, KD2MLR, KD2BKD, and KD2TRW. 73, and we'll see you at Kidnight and or the next Barra meeting, which will not be on Easter Sunday. It'll be a week later. 73, WU2TGT, K2BA Air Clear. Okay, anybody else? I thought I heard something else. All right, well, 73, everybody. W2TTT K2BAR. Matt, was that you?
Yeah, I'm getting more reception. I want to let you know before you go, the people from the Puerto Rican, the project I told you about, they're basically full steam ahead. They want to do everything.
Okay, something about the Puerto Rico folks. Want to do something, but I'm not sure what.
Hopefully that helps. We were working on the Puerto Rican project.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Ranger 2, monitor for radio check, please.
W2UHS repeater. This is Ken Wolfman, repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is Ken Wolfman, repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.